This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Hoverwad VR. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and hover troopers, and big bad Beetleborgs, and everybody in between. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron.
You want to be a Tron today? You're
no,
a robot?
I don't want to be.
Are you a robot?
I am, bitch.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
So
I'm made by a computer.
Oh, you are?
I am. That's why it's so good.
You're virtual?
Yep. I'm an e-girl.
I don't know how to describe the face that you're making.
I'm doing the e-girl thing with the hump on the
ahegao thing when they cross their eyes and you gotta stick your tongue out. That's what you're missing.
I did. You just missed it because of the microphones in front of it.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Now we're on the same page.
Yep. I don't like that trend.
I don't like that. I don't see what.
Stop doing it.
What's cool about that?
Nothing. Stepmom too, it's out. Just don't do it anymore.
Yeah, call it a day. I mean, I don't think that was ever, I mean, that wasn't ever in for me.
No, but it's a big thing.
There are a lot of people into that.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
So anyway.
Not nice.
We're back with an update.
Update.
There is a regular update.
Yep.
Like, about Sasquatch and Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming in a little bit. First update is from last week. We were talking about Gen Z slang.
Yeah.
And mid.
Yeah.
Was one that we were discussing its origins.
I didn't say he created it. I say he popularized it.
Right. That you said that who popularized
it? MJF.
Popularize? That's a hard word to say.
All over TikTok.
Right. Which is true. But when I was reading about it, that did originally come from weed culture.
Yeah.
Which was my suspicion. So I was also right.
All right.
Okay.
MJF invented it. I initially said he invented it and I corrected myself.
Right. Well, now we all know the truth.
Right. MJF did it.
And it's important. Everybody knows.
He did it.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. You'd like him.
I don't know.
You would.
I don't know.
He's funny. He hates the sports teams.
Speaking of sports teams, you watched the game?
So I was going to watch the whole thing.
Super Bowl?
And then I didn't. I watched the second half. And I watched the halftime show.
Yeah, that was weird and awesome.
I wasn't paying that much attention, to be honest.
It was abnormal, but I was entertained thoroughly.
I wasn't really, but it's not for me,
It's for me.
It wasn't made for me. The thing I don't like, someone told me this today.
Mm.
They said it was like a decision to appeal more towards like women. It was like a conscious decision.
That could be true. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Rihanna
I hate advertising.
Right.
Like, the more I think about it, the more I hate it.
Well, that kind of shit, it goes so deep. They have whole teams of people to come up with like ways to
manipulate
their shit into things that where it doesn't need to be. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But it was just as a viewer an interesting thing to watch with Rihanna being like pretty pregnant and doing a whole dance routine up on these suspended platforms and shit. And a lot of it was very funny dance moves in that thing. So I'll give her credit, but
I just don't appreciate dance.
I do. That's the best part of this particular thing.
I appreciate bad dance.
I like good and bad.
I like just bad.
Well, bad is good.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I don't dance. I'm so self-conscious about dancing.
I wish I could dance. That would be awesome if I could like dance.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, that brings us to the first segment of today's episode. And it's a kind of all-encompassing segment that involves a lot of things because it is simply called Why Come?
Why Come?
Why Come?
Okay.
And it's just, I have some questions that I want to ask to you.
Okay.
Hopefully we can come to a resolution.
I get all the answers.
It's just a couple of things. Like, why come is it raining cats and dogs? Why is it cats and dogs? When people say that, why do they pick cats and dogs and not rats and hogs?
Because everyone knows cats and dogs. Not everybody knows a rat and a hog. They know what they are. They've seen them in a book. They've seen a ratatouille.
Bat and a frog.
A bat and frog. A
bat and frog show. It's raining bats and frogs. Why not that?
I don't know.
The animals are arbitrary? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Well, why is it raining those things?
Because everybody knows a cat. Everybody knows a dog.
But why are they very falling common. From the sky, though?
Very common.
In this metaphor.
Big.
Big.
Big raindrops.
Raindrops the size of cats and dogs? Yeah, is that that's really what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Look, it's not as small as a frog.
Right.
This is as big as a dog.
True.
Not as big as a buffalo, but...
So that makes sense. I'll accept that.
I know.
What about, why come the TV gotta be so big when you watch the game?
I don't know. I don't mind a small TV, to be honest with you.
But if people who don't care otherwise.
You know what I miss?
What?
Shitty quality.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, that's why I still watch VHS tapes sometimes.
I like it.
It's it's good.
I don't want everything
different
to be clean.
Different experience.
I don't want everything bright and loud and clean. Right. I don't need it.
Some things
I do. Give me a little fucking grit.
Yeah,
give me a little fucking grit.
I want to see something real. Like, when am I ever going to see that shit in real life? Never.
Look, Marvel, if you're listening, let people fucking sweat in movies, all right? Do it.
Yeah, it's about time.
I miss it.
Normalize sweat.
It used to be in every fucking movie, like every like 80s and 90s movie.
People were wet all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it was sweat or...
What's different about those goddamn movies? They let people sweat.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
I thought they were hosing them down and putting oil on them.
Nope.
No. Sweat. Okay.
Just let people sweat again.
Then in that case, I could be sweating cats and
what
dogs.
What was the question?
Why does the TV got to be so big when you watch the game specifically? Because people buy TVs just for... And it's like surround sound and shit. And it's like, I can't imagine having surround sound in a giant TV would enhance that particular viewing experience. I would get it if you're going to watch like fucking Avatar or something. Why would you want to do that for like pay extra money for that one game?
It's a big game.
Do they need a big screen to contain it?
Right.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know why people are. I don't get that one.
Why come do?
Give me a nice... I mean, I like a big screen, but like, you know, my TV's good. You know, that's big enough.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I need. That's about it. I mean unless I'm at a movie theater, that's right. About as big as I need.
Right.
I don't need the surround sound. I put it on about 12. That's good for me.
I just need good sound. It doesn't have to be surround sound.
I don't want it.
Yeah, well, no.
Unless it's on an album.
Those speakers that are built into that TV that you have are three times as good as built-in speakers on TVs now. It's fucking pathetic. They sound like transistor radios. Like, you can't even tell what the fuck people are saying.
On those ones?
So, yeah. So,
no, they're fine.
No, they
get
really
the job
not.
Done.
No, they don't. They don't fully get the job done because you can't hear the
shit.
I
like them.
It's all distorted. How am I supposed to hear Wahlburgers?
What do I need that? Why do I need to hear it? Like, I watched Dune, I crank it up to about 20.
Wow.
All right?
Wow. Yeah, Dune.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dune. I can't wait for that next one.
David Lynch coming back?
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good, good.
How about this one? Why come recumbent bikes?
What's that?
The bikes that you sit down and you're like on the ground and you lay back.
Comfortable. They don't hurt your ass. They got a built-in chair.
Right.
That's all it is. It's literally all it is.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. I love riding bikes. I can't do it. that often because it hurts my ass.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a big seat for my bike. Big.
You can ride a bike?
Yeah.
I never seen it.
I do tail whips.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to ride on my, you want to ride on my pegs?
No.
I got shocks.
Just not far. I do it, but not far. Very end of the driveway.
Okay.
Uphill.
Okay. But yeah, there's an attitude that's usually accompanies recumbent bicyclists.
I don't see them a lot.
Whenever I do see them, I don't see them a lot. But when I do, they're acting like they're cars. You know what I'm saying?
They're not cars.
That's what I'm saying. They're not fucking cars. They think they're cars, and they're not. They're not Transformers. They're not cars.
Who's treating them like cars? I don't see them like cars. I don't see them.
I'm telling you.
Any person on a bicycle is fucking annoying. Right. Every single person that rides a bicycle sucks.
Here's the thing about recumbent bikes is they're trying to be more like a car physically.
No, they're trying to be more like a scooter.
That's partway to car. From between man and car, somewhere in there is scooter.
No.
Definitely. That's like step two.
I don't think so. Scooter.
And then it goes up to a motorcycle, and then a car, and then a truck.
Yeah.
And then an airplane.
Then a Carnival Cruise.
Oh, yeah. Titanic.
Is that what Titanic was?
Yeah, it was a Carnival Cruise. It was the Carnival Cruise where everybody had to shit in the hallway, and it was like bad news because they got stuck or something.
Yeah, look, I think the Titanic should have taken a different route.
Yeah, they should have turned. They should have zagged on that iceberg.
I could have missed that iceberg.
Yeah.
I could have dodged it.
Oh, yeah. Anybody could.
Pretty fucking easy to dodge.
That captain was just...
He was a drunk.
Sleeping on the job, I guess.
He was a drunk.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
How do you fuck that up? How do you not see an iceberg coming?
It's dark. It's dark.
Not valid. A lot of lights.
I don't know.
They got fog lights on that Titanic.
Not very far, though. They don't go very far. Why come UFOs?
What about them?
The new ones? You know about them?
I saw a video that Tom DeLonge posted.
Yeah, fresh UFOs, like, getting shot down? That stuff?
Oh, the balloons?
It started with the Chinese balloon, the surveillance balloon, the spy Chinese spy balloon.
I'm sure they got a lot of really good information over, like, Montana or wherever the fuck they were.
Well, no, it had been going across the country, and that's just where they shot it down.
Let it stay. Let it stay up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun for everybody.
What are they filming?
They're not filming. It's an antenna.
No.
Any phone calls or bank transactions and shit could have been routed through it. And then the Chinese government is not very nice.
What are they thinking about over there? You see the new video Tom DeLonge posted?
I did, yeah.
I saw one of those.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. The last time I went to the ice castles.
Oh.
You ever been up there? No. The mountain. Yeah, we were driving back and we saw some weird fucking thing like float above a tree and it does like a flip in the air and then we look back and it's gone. Just like the video that Tom posted.
The video?
The bit-all.
Well, this is weirder because... Since that Chinese spy balloon thing happened, there have been three other, like, mysterious unmanned objects shot down by fighter jets in America or in Canadian airspace.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really weird is that there are, like, news broadcasts about it and everybody's reporting on it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the statements from the White House are very vague, and it's just like, we do not want bad things to happen to people from America. Thank you. Like, basically. So they're being very, like, hush-hush about it for some reason.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's when everybody's like, what is it? What are you trying to hide from us? So that's my question. Why come?
Why come they try to hide?
Yeah, why come they try to hide about the truth about their about the things they shot out of the sky? What were they?
Public's not ready for it.
So you think it's alien in nature?
No. So no.
What is the public not ready for?
The public can't handle anything.
That's true.
Anything at all. Just don't tell us anything anymore. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to know. Look, unless my fucking taxes are getting increased, bro. Don't fucking tell me about it. I'd rather be ignorant.
If it don't affect me, it don't matter.
Right. Me, my wife.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is between me and my wife and the good Lord up above.
Right. I said to my wife the other day, I said, I'm going to put a boy in you.
I'll load you up with boy seeds.
Yep. Yep.
Come on. Come on. Come on now. So.
Public ain't ready.
The public's not ready to see the documents.
Yeah, no, they don't deserve it either. Right. We don't deserve it. Look what we got with the internet. We didn't deserve it. We weren't ready.
No.
We shouldn't have it. Take it away.
You should need a license, just like a car.
I don't want it anymore.
Then don't get your license.
No, I want that. No. Dude, I want a fucking truck. Dude, I'd rather cut my dick off it's a and separate throw license. My truck away.
You need a license to use the internet. What
a hassle.
You need a license. You do.
I need a license for, you know.
You don't. Believe it or not.
We got to go back to books, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the standard. Everybody can read a book. Well.
Yeah. Hentai, you read backwards.
Yes, sir. Update.
Update.
First update. Update number one.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Brand new t-shirt. Fresh.
I need a triple X. Trying to be Vin Diesel Halloween.
Oh.
Okay. No, XL is perfect. You'd guess just the right fucking of level of fat.
Okay. What is your shirt?
It says breaking news. I don't care.
Yeah. Yep. I saw a guy at an Applebee's wearing one.
I love it. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Anyway, real update.
Update.
That was just a news update.
Fat update.
I don't care. Fupdate. Okay.
Fupdate.
Real update.
Okay.
New Bigfoot sighting.
Where?
Pennsylvania. Class B sighting by a former police officer. Deemed credible by an investigator.
I believe him.
I'm on...
Once you told me he's an officer of the law.
Patch.com, Community Corner. Justin Hines. Yeah. The tracks were similar to human tracks, but different. There were no shoe treads in the tracks.
Wow.
Yup. No shoe treads. That's a Bigfoot. Definitely. And you know, people get shoes that look like foot now.
Yeah.
With toes and everything.
I've seen them. They get them at Walmart. You can get them.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Pretty cheap. I want to buy some, actually. I want to get some of those big Bigfoot shoes.
You couldn't.
Why?
Because your toes are fused together.
I can get them. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that have all the toes individually.
No, I don't want that. I'm talking about the slippies.
The slippies?
Yeah, the slippies.
Which slippies?
The Bigfoot slippies. The big furry Bigfoot
feet. Oh, yeah. Okay, no. I wasn't getting... No, okay.
That's what I want.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's not really, you know, you couldn't really make that out in the snow.
Yeah, you could.
You think?
Yeah, good.
Well, there's probably a sole on it. That's they got some designs. That
have the paw prints on the bottom.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Every pair, every one of them.
Wow.
I'm gonna buy some for next week.
Large, unusual footprints, about 4 feet between the footprints. So it's a pretty big stride.
That's a long stride.
So we're talking about it's got to be either a Bigfoot or a Shaq.
One or the other.
According to the BFRO, the Bigfoot Research Organization,
I know.
Deer are the main protein source for Sasquatches.
That makes sense.
Yeah?
Squatch like a slow-cooked venison in a crock pot.
What doesn't make sense to me, though...
Where's the Squatch live?
Everywhere. Anywhere.
In the hollow earth?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Flat and hollow.
Do you believe in Sasquatch?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I believe in the spirit, the energy.
You don't think there's a Sasquatch in America?
No. No bones.
What's so far-fetched about that?
Bones. No bones. You can't get past that one. We got bone. Everything's got bones everywhere.
Look, they're magic.
Okay, well, if that, okay, sure.
Allegedly.
Sure. But yeah, we do know big, and they don't move fast.
They don't move fast? I think they move pretty fast.
Yeah, like fast, but not on the level of a deer.
No, no.
Like a deer moves so fucking fast, and they're so lightweight and agile, and a Bigfoot's this big fucking stupid oaf. You know, it's like a big caveman.
Like the thing
No, it's not even a caveman. It's most rudimentary tools, like a stick or a rock. That's it. How are they going to hunt a deer? They can't sneak up on the fucking deer.
I don't know.
Like, no way can they throw a rock far and fast enough.
Maybe they just sneak up on it and bash it.
They're pretty good at sneaking around.
They can't sneak.
I guess
Bigfoot's the sneakiest creature in the animal kingdom.
In a way, yeah.
Did you know
me
that the Bigfoot is the sneakiest creature in the animal kingdom?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, that reminds me. I had a theory.
What's that?
Those UFOs that are getting shot down. You know what they are?
Bigfoot.
They're living creatures, just like tumbleweeds.
Right. It's been a long time since we talked about that.
Yeah, the tumbleweeds of the sky.
You know they're living creatures?
Yeah.
They breathe?
They do. Yeah. So
tumbleweeds got a heart.
I know. A lot of heart, to be honest.
Oh, the thing about Bigfoot, to me, okay.
Yeah.
This is an ape.
Ape.
How come you never hear stories about them swinging from trees?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Swinging branch to branch.
Well, that's something that it's the missing link. It's not an ape or a human. It's in between.
Right, which means it's still probably swinging around fucking trees.
That's the first thing you lose when you lose your apehood.
I don't think so.
When they take the ape card away, you can't swing anymore.
How do you know the big... They got big feet. How come you don't know those toes curly? You got those finger toes. Well,
because it's got a big man foot.
Look at dang a dang.
We've seen those big boy foots.
Maybe a fault.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it folds around a branch.
Oh, okay.
It grips.
Yeah. It's like a chameleon's foot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how could we never hear about that, huh? You don't think a Bigfoot could climb a tree?
Me?
I believe a Bigfoot could climb a tree.
I think they could do like what a bear does to get it to a little honeybee.
What? I don't know. No. Yeah. They got to be better at climbing than us. Humans.
Bears are better than us at climbing.
No. Not fucking Bear Grylls.
Right. Okay.
You think a bear is better? You don't think a Sasquatch could climb a tree on the level of Bear Grylls?
I don't know.
I think he could do it even better. Google. You think a Sasquatch could climb a tree as good as a Bear Grylls?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
We got a couple more updates before the main event.
Update.
More an ape news, okay?
Yeah.
Ape.
Ape. Banana.
Oh, I'm looking at a Gizmodo article called, well, it's by Jody Serrano, and I'm going to bury the lead, so I'm not going to tell you the title. But 2 years.
How many?
Two.
Have passed since... A particular gibbon, monkey name of Gibbon,
yeah,
over in Japan.
They're not monkeys.
Sorry, ape.
There you go.
Ape of Gibbon.
Olivia always corrects me, too. I call them monkeys all the time. I call a gorilla a monkey, too.
Yeah. Why not?
Griller.
They don't care.
Did I ever say that on the podcast about the lady at the zoo?
Oh, I think you did. Yeah.
It was a good one. Gorilla. It's a good one. There was a dangatang. what do you call it? Enclosure?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. She was walking by. She's smoking a cigarette and she's walking by with her small son and she just goes, oh, look. Look at the gorillas. And yeah. That was funny. But no. It's a dang attack. It's ape.
It is ape.
Okay? It's monkey, not ape.
The gibbon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... This gibbon had a 2-year-old gibbon baby.
Yeah.
And they couldn't figure out how the fuck she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the enclosure by herself the whole time, or maybe just with other females. And suddenly she was pregnant. So it was either a Jesus baby gibbon.
Pregnant?
What?
She was pregnant?
Pregnant. Yeah. She pregnant.
Yeah.
But then eventually they tested the DNA of the youngin.
Yeah.
And human. What?
Huh?
Jungian?
Human.
Human. What?
Human DNA.
No.
Zookeeper fucked the gibbon.
No, it's better than that.
Okay, what we got? Toucan.
Guess, wait, I want you to guess realistically. Can you think of any way that you think that she could have? I wanted to see if you've got the right idea.
I got the stones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's a way to fuck somebody who's not in the same room as you?
I don't know.
You got to bridge the gap.
Would she order it online? She order that cum?
Nope, nope.
She order a tank of Gibbon cum?
Listen, listen.
I love those
Gibbons
guys.
Are fucking hilarious.
They're my favorite.
Their facial expressions are great.
They're so cool. It's just so effortless, too. They're just like straight face. Oh, yeah, and they're just cool.
They're cool as fuck.
Climbing around that cage.
They don't care.
I want to meet a Gibbon. I want to befriend one.
But how did this Gibbon get pregnant?
Oh, good question. Siri? Or did it order cum from Siri?
No.
It's an idea.
It took a penis. There was a penis involved.
Whose penis? Rhinoceros?
No, there's a neighboring exhibit that had a male Gibbon in it.
Okay, that would have been good to know.
Well, I was trying to see. I didn't want to give it away.
How would I guess that? You said she was just alone.
There's a wall or a big fence between them. They're not together.
Yeah. What was she showing her asshole
it was
to him?
It was a glory hole.
Oh, okay.
It was a glory hole. They made and used a glory hole to fuck and get pregnant.
Wow.
And it's official. That's an official statement from the Nagasaki Zoo.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yep. So
I'm proud of those Gibbons.
Yeah, no. I mean, it takes some
takes a forest.
Yeah, I guess.
Takes a forest.
It takes some good thinking skills, some critical problem-solving skills.
Yeah. That Gibbon was very eager to do a cum shot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I bet.
Look, nature finds a way, okay?
Life finds a way.
That Mel Gibbon also went to Jared Galleria of Jewelry. Sweet talked that Gibbon. He said, look, you want that new TV set. All you got to do is gag. That's what he said.
Okay. Now we got one other update. You ready for it?
Yeah.
This is from yourtango.com/entertainment by Zeta Slabacorn. Man's first date with a medium goes wrong after she says his grandmother had a message for him while they were intimate.
Oh, wow. Maybe she got on a date with a large instead.
So in the in the Today I Fucked Up forum on Reddit.
Yeah. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that was
good. Are you a member?
Yeah, I am.
You are?
I got a card.
Okay. No, are you in it?
I'm in it.
What other ones do you follow? I got to follow some more stuff on there.
I don't know, but I do know that I saw this in an article. So,
okay.
That's not how I found it, but
anti-work.
Today I Fucked Up is the subreddit.
I'm going to join it.
And this guy said, I get fucking haunted during sex. And here's his story. This 28-year-old found himself back at home with his 25-year-old date. What he calls the end result of a successful first date. Psst, fucking nice, bro. As soon as the two of us were naked in bed, she froze and asked if I lost a loved one recently.
I can see it in your cock. You're sad. You're grieving.
That's a
grieving cock if I've ever seen one.
I sense sorrow spilling out of your cock.
Look, it's going to be all right. Look, I'm going to suck your grandmother out of you. I'm going to suck her spirit out of you.
Completely caught off guard, the user details trying to occupy himself with her instead of answering her strange question. After a couple of minutes, while he tried to move things along, he asked again. I didn't answer at first, but she asked again. He was in the middle of getting intimate. I hate that. Getting intimate with her. So while it was a shock due to his date's interesting timing, he mentions that it wasn't completely random for her to mention something supernatural. She did mention that she had a sixth sense when we were getting to know each other, but we never discussed it in detail. Feeling pressured now to answer her question, the Reddit man posting responded that he had lost his grandma just a short time prior to their date. Nodding her head, the date looked down at him to say, she felt my grandma's presence. She added that his grandmother had a message for him. And this is a quote. At the moment, I was doing everything I could in the pussy eating department to distract my date from talking about my dead grandmother, he recalls. I told her I didn't believe in ghosts. Trying his hardest, his efforts clearly failed as the medium proceeded to relay his grandmother's important message. She knew my grandma's name, which was another detail I never shared. He writes, not even his skills in the bedroom could stop his date from telling him that my grandma wanted me to forgive my brother. I stopped what I was doing and asked my date what she meant. A few years ago, my brother hooked up with my girlfriend, now ex. I hated him afterward and our relationship became non-existent. An embarrassing and heartbreaking story. This man knew he had never told that story to anyone, especially to a girl he just met on their first date. But somehow she knew. When I asked my date how she knew, she said, my grandma. So she was in there having that conversation with her, you know, in the room.
Yeah.
Like at the moment. So this sneaky grandma ghost just comes sneaking up. Hey, what you got doing? What are you doing?
How is my grandson at eating pussy? Is it good? Did he do good?
Did he do good?
Well, let me tell you a story. Hey,
while you got his attention, tell him, don't be so mad at his brother.
Yeah.
Don't be so mad. Who cares?
While you're coming, just scream, forgive your brother!
Yeah.
Say it for me. He'll know.
He'll know.
It's for me, Nani.
What?
It's for me, Nani.
Nani.
He'll know.
You know, Nani. Okay.
I got a Nani.
Nani?
She's dead.
I got a Nina.
Yeah. Do you?
No. Is that a real one?
I don't know. Probably.
Nina.
People call their grandparents real silly shit. We've talked about this before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time.
Toby.
Beepa.
Yeah. Papa,
Yaya,
Nanu,
Nanu, Nanu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we got a segment.
Yeah.
It's about...
What's it called?
It doesn't really have a name, I don't think, as of right now. But it's just a little guessing game, if you feel like you got the sand.
I got the fucking stones, dude.
Are you shitting me?
I'll put the fucking headphones on. I mean, they're going to make me bald, but, you know, I'll fucking do it if I got to.
Okay.
You got the stones or?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course. So I took the liberty of extracting single little bits from vocal takes on different popular recordings. And I stripped the music out and I isolated just one vocal thing from a few songs that stood out, trying to avoid actual words, but more about sounds,
yeah,
and grunts and things like that.
Ooh.
And I just thought, hey, maybe you can try to guess them. Guess where they came from. And some of them I know you won't get, and some of them I know you'll get instantly. So it's, you know, it's not very competitive. But unless you want to make it that way.
I do.
You want to have a leaderboard?
Desperately.
Okay. That's the first one.
Good God!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, of course, everybody.
I feel good.
Everybody do know
Is that.
That
from I Feel Good?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I figured.
Yep.
There's a lot of really good ones in Get Up Off of That Thing.
Oh, yeah.
You did. You had some people over for karaoke the other night, and I came and I sang that song.
Oh yeah,
and I didn't realize that half that song is just James Brown talking shit.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, that's what makes
good
it so
God!
Good.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, another easy one.
All downhill from there. People start filing out after that. They said, oh, you know, don't get much better than that.
I don't think that's true.
I do.
How about that?
Do it again. I recognize it, but I don't know what it's from.
David Bowie.
Huh?
David Bowie?
Oh, do you?
Ziggy Stardust?
Oh.
I think it's in like the opening part.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Without the things in the background, it's
right. That's the challenge.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a challenge. Maybe these will just be way harder than I expected.
Yeah, they probably will.
I don't care. I think you can do it. If I'm being honest, I've got faith in your skills. Like, how about this?
Tom Waits, or is that Viagra Boys?
No, oh, neither.
Oh, well.
But I could see.
Do it again.
It's much older. I'm talking 60s.
Huh.
It's Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah.
I put a spell on you.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I think you'll know. I got two samples from this song. And I could have gotten so many more. Those are two from the same song.
I don't know.
That's the great David Lee Roth from Running with the Devil.
That's the noise he actually makes?
That's two of them. Yeah, he makes a ton of noises.
Yeah.
In fact, let's just take a little quick side. It's good stuff.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
But he's got a great voice.
I mean,
he really does. He's a great singer.
That there was just so much chorus on it. Like it almost sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one that he does there. You know?
Which one?
There's one in particular that he does. It's like a noise he's famous for. Does it in Panama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you live and you learn.
Right. No!
You know that.
Is it Danzig?
Yeah.
Do it again? No!
Now, can you, extra credit, can you guess where it's from? No!
Do it again? No!
It's Misfits, not just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Devil's Whorehouse, is it?
No. It's Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
It's at the very end.
Close enough. It was something off Walk Among Us.
No! Yeah. You won't know this one.
That sounds like an EVP.
It does. That's Gerard Way in House of Wolves, My Chemical Romance, saying go, go, go.
Never heard it. What album is that on?
Black Parade.
I've heard it. I like the singles. Why? Like, that's how I feel about that band. All the singles are great.
I like everything that they've released, except for some of the shit on the like weird B-sides EPs that they've put out.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some deep cuts that I like too, but for the most part, it's mostly the singles with them for me. They're
well,
good.
Well,
the singles are great.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Check it out.
Check it out. Do it again. Check it out.
I don't expect you to know the song, but I think maybe you know who it is.
Give me a hint.
California.
Well, Chili Pepper.
No, female. Check it out. Orange County. Check it
out. Joan Jett.
Don't that? No.
Pat Benatar.
Gwen Stefani. It's No Doubt, but it's from early No Doubt.
Yeah.
Like the Beacon Street collection, which was like when they were actually ska.
Yeah.
I think it was their first or second. I think it was their first album. But check it out. Yeah, that's from this song. And then there's this. Which is an every ska song.
Yeah.
What are they trying to pick up?
That's a clip from Joe Strummer.
Joe Strummer?
Yep, he does that in every single ska song.
Okay. Joe Strummer invented ska.
He did, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, he stole it.
What?
He did. He said it.
That song is...
he was a reggae head.
Total Hate 95.
Yeah.
From 1995. And this one you will know, no question.
Disturbed.
Yeah.
Is it Down with the Sickness?
No. Stupefy.
Okay.
Which that song is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a long time, and it really, really did a number on me. This one, I don't think, I mean, you won't know this. Hey! But it's Celtic Frost. And the reason I got that was because there was a road trip that I went on with some friends, including Bwett.
Yep.
And the other dude who was driving kept taking over the stereo and playing, not just playing Celtic Frost, which I don't care about, but also specifically playing one song on his Zune, Mexican radio cover.
Yeah.
And so me and Bwett have always made fun of it because that of this, this sound and this sound that happen a lot in that song for some reason. But then we've got this other little banger.
Turnstile?
No, but kind of the right direction. It's actually a joke band.
I need a hint.
It's a joke band that's also another band at the same time.
International Superheroes of Hardcore?
Yep, it is. It's from the Seatbelt song.
I know.
Boop, 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 boop.
You know, Ralph Nader is the reason why we got seatbelts in cars now.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
He's a consumer advocate. So.
Wow, good for him.
Do you know?
Me?
No, you do know.
I do know, and I still do not care to know. So.
You don't like Ralph Nader?
I don't care about Ralph Nader.
Why not?
I'm indifferent.
Why?
Doesn't matter to me.
I don't think that he didn't deserve that pie in the face.
What pie?
Someone threw a fucking pie in his face.
That's funny. That's not funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
It's not funny. No, Ralph Nader's is a sweet old man. You don't throw a fucking pie in his face.
I don't care who you are. It's funny.
It's not. Not when the other person.
What do you think about that?
I'm fired up. I'm all fired up. Was it DMX? No.
That's Knocked Loose.
Okay. I know there's some junkyard dog in the background.
They bark.
No, it's a junk. It's an actual junkyard dog.
Oh, they got him in the studio?
Yeah, he's got a big fucking spiked collar.
Yeah.
You know they got a junkyard dog wherever they go.
Of course. Yeah, I could see that.
And he bites.
They got to hold the collar and he's like up on his back legs, just like salivating.
Not friendly.
No, no, not a service dog.
No.
Do not approach.
It's behind a chain link fence for a reason.
Yeah. That one's also from that same song.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Row!
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 Row, row, row your boat. You know that one?
Play it again. I don't know.
It's yeah, yeah, yes. Heads will roll. And Karen O, the singer, oftentimes just sounds like she's having sex when she's singing.
Mm.
And that's one example.
Karen, oh, oh yeah.
So that is from the great band Stick to Your Guns.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tough guy hardcore shit.
I don't listen to it.
But he sounds tough.
Yeah.
I can hear how wide his chest is.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get a good sense
I'm
of how
scared.
I get a good sense of how large his cave is.
Yeah, I'm shaking in my boots over here.
Oh yeah,
it's a little frightening.
I dropped my club.
Now, speaking of frightening, but in an awesome way, this is this one here is pretty is just downright impressive.
Is that Slayer?
No.
Merciful Fate?
No, it's not black metal. It's modern and it's stonery. Sludgy. Yeah.
Sleep?
Basically. It's High on Fire. But it's Matt Pike. And that is so he goes that's full of capacity. You can tell he's not doing the like low singing thing.
Yeah.
That's his whole fucking lung.
Yeah.
That he's just coming out of his throat. And it lasts for so long. It's like 8 bars. It's impressive. That's good lung capacity.
Good technique.
Yeah, he's from smoking all that fire. You get it? because he's high on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Turnstile again. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, for sure.
You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it's this one, right? Called grunt type beat.
Have we ever talked about monkey type beat on here?
I think so.
I don't think we have.
No. Well, but I mean, there's not much to say about monkey type
beat. There's a lot to say about monkey type beat.
There's a lot to think about with monkey type beat, but
that's the way we rig in the new year.
That's right.
Monkey type beat.
Monkey type beat during COVID lockdown. That's what we did for the new year. We rang in the new year till midnight. Monkey type beat.
Yeah, found it on YouTube.
Google it. Monkey type
beat. Why don't you play them a little sample?
You want to hear monkey type beat?
Yeah. There's also a YouTube tutorial from the creator of monkey type beat, and he made a tutorial, how I made monkey type beat.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful.
Harvo on YouTube.
There it is.
Yeah. There's monkey type beat that goes on for a full hour if you want.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Mm-hmm. Monkey type beat. Mm-hmm. 1 hour loop. Monkey type beat. Gonna make you poop.
Gibbon type beat.
Well, that's a gibbon. Well.
Well.
Okay. Let's close her out tonight with a little game of I Love This Business.
Oh, you play a fucking game?
Yeah. Did you download the new one?
I believe so.
if you're new, we have a segment called I Love This Business, in which we use this app that I put together to generate business and product names that we're going to pitch to each other, a la Shark Tank, yeah. And then decide whether or not we love this business. And I just updated, I think I added 50 things to the products.
I got one.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with the home intrusion?
All the time, yeah.
Home intruders.
My home's invaded.
What do...
Right now.
What do you fear the most?
Egg.
Wrong. Snake.
Oh.
Snake is the answer.
Yeah. They lay eggs.
I got a new home security solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You put this on your property. Put a bunch of them on your property.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they're not real, so they don't scare you.
Nothing scares me.
But.
Nothing.
But.
But?
To an intruder.
Uh-huh.
They're going to think you got a whole lot of snakes on your property. But guess what?
Fake.
Robo snakes.
Oh my God. That's a real thing. That exists.
Does it?
I've seen robot snakes that are made up of a whole bunch of little wheels, kind of.
Oh, this one don't have no fucking wheels, dude. It's got little tiny legs, just like real snakes.
Okay.
What do you like? You like it?
Yeah, I love this business. Yeah. I support it, and I'm going to donate money to it, to your Patreon.
Cool.
You do a lot of cocaine?
Tons, yeah.
Like mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's really shitty is when you can't find a place to do cocaine on or off of.
Yeah.
To, you know, chop up your coke, your blow, and to snort it, you know?
Yeah.
So I've created a little nook that you can build into your wall. It's got a mirror base on it.
Yeah.
It's just for your cocaine. It's called a bump station.
Okay.
And we're going to install them all around the house.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
All over the city.
Yeah. I think that we need to vote to make it a reality. There should be bump stations on every corner.
Yeah.
So.
I love this business.
Yeah. I figured.
You're a big seafood connoisseur, right?
I mean, I do judge it.
You're a big consumer.
Sure. Yes.
You're a big crab. You like crab?
Yeah.
King crab legs.
Of course. Who doesn't?
What's the problem with king crab legs?
They're bugs. They're sea bugs.
No. What's the problem with them? With eating them?
They're sharp.
No. The shell. Too much shell.
Okay.
I got a new invention. It's gonna help you get rid of that shell. No problem. Lickety split.
Yeah.
It's called the crab spike.
Oh my God, that's brutal.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think it's humane?
No,
no.
Well, the crabs are already dead.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, the crab spike.
But you could use it to kill the crab, right?
No, you could.
But it would be off the, you know, off the label.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not. I mean, that's not what it's for,
right?
But no, the crab spike is basically you take it. And it's this thing. You take your crab, right?
Uh-huh.
You rip its fucking arms off, right? You put those in separate. You put the body in.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a little machine. It's a crab, you know, a big spike. You take it. You put the crab in. You shut the lid. You open it up. No more fucking shell. Just crab meat.
Wow. So it's magic.
It's not magic.
It sounds like magic.
There's a method behind it.
What's the operative? How does it work?
You know, there's a big rotary motor, you know, runs on plug.
Okay.
It runs on recycled shells, so it's good for the environment.
It's green?
It's green, yeah. It's green. Big green crab spike.
Okay. I love this business.
I know you do.
I support it. Do you ever feel like less of a man?
All the time.
What's the best way to fix that feeling? I'll tell you what.
You get a big gun.
No. There's something you got to do first before you get your gun.
You got to get a gun rack.
You got to take a dip. You got to jump in to your beef pit.
Okay.
So this beef pit is going to be installed like an above ground pool.
All right.
You can get it in ground, but it's expensive.
Is it a place to marinate your beef?
No, it's just all, it's just a pool full of ground beef.
Okay.
Uncooked.
Yeah.
And you, it, when you don't feel manly enough, you jump right into it and you just feel yourself in the, you know, the spoils of your hunt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do just a big like, swanton into the pool of ground beef.
Yes. Nothing manlier.
Yeah. Dude, I love it.
Yeah. There's a couple gizzards in there.
Dude, I did. Look, I was going bald, right? I was going yeah. bald from these headphones I got.
Yeah.
And all I did was I went out back. I got a ladder out, big fucking 10-foot ladder.
Yeah.
And I did a swanton from the top into the beef pool.
The beef pit. Yeah.
But dude.
It's a game changer.
I got hair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a game changer. I got to say.
I love this business.
Okay.
Do you have a broken bone?
Me? Currently?
You ever have a broken bone?
Broke bone. Many broke bone.
It breaks in half. You ever get a cast?
Yeah, of course.
I don't like them.
I hate them.
They're not fun.
Don't care for them.
Instead, new business here.
What is it?
This is what they do, right? It's the same day. It's the same day procedure. Right. It's cheaper than wearing a cast, and you know, basically the doctor goes in, he cuts your arm open with a laser, or wherever your broken bone is, and he takes your bone and he tapes it.
Mm-hmm.
Bone tape.
It heals just like regular bone.
Yeah, you're good to go.
It's made from human bone. That's the thing. You got to grind up cadavers to get them.
Right. Yeah.
But so they're a little pricey, but like that's what you want investors to know.
But it's still cheaper than the alternative.
Of course. Of course.
Right. Bone tape.
I support this business and I love this business.
Good.
How hard do you jack off?
I'd say at a pretty normal, you know.
Yeah. What's normal for you?
Normal for me?
Are we talking about a rash? You get a rash or like you want to see some stretch?
You want to talk about how many hertz or watts?
Just the sheer power of the tug.
How many watts I generate?
How many joules?
Joules?
Or horsepower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got road rash all over that thing.
Okay. So you might like my new invention then.
My dick's all charred up.
For you and folks like yourself.
From the tension fire.
Yeah. Friction. I've got a motor tugger.
Oh,
because nothing beats the good old fashioned petrol, gasoline.
Yeah.
As far as pure torque.
Yeah.
So if you want to get tugged hard, there's nothing's going to like no battery powered or human meat powered force.
Right.
Would be enough. So you got to go diesel. We have a diesel version too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Look, if you're not getting enough chafing.
Yeah. You got to start it like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
It basically is a lawnmower.
And you go dry.
Yeah. Except for the blood. But you want the blood. You like the blood.
Yeah.
So.
It's either dry or it's oil. you make the call, partner.
Yep, that's it. Those are the only two options. It's a motor tugger and it's gas-powered and strong.
Yeah.
Unlike Elon Musk's
electric
version.
I'm in. I'd like to invest. That prick was at the Super Bowl last night.
I'm a punk.
Elon Musk.
I'd trip him down the stairs.
I was hoping he'd fall.
Yeah.
But, you know, he didn't. Hey, you got any eggs you really like? Keepsakes?
Tons of them.
You have a lot of like childhood eggs.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
That eggs. Kind of thing. Commemorative eggs.
Mementos.
Yeah. Egg mementos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you want to preserve them, right? You want to keep them safe. So you'll have them forever and you always remember.
Yeah, of course.
The egg.
Yeah.
I got a new invention. Egg cement.
Is clear?
Yeah. Yeah. You can still see it. Like if you paint them, you know, there's some see-through ones. There's some, you know. Some,
oh, okay. So it's like a lacquer.
Some's like a real cement.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, you coat an egg in this cement here. You can do a light layer. You could still see all the colors you painted for Easter with your daddy.
Yeah, of course.
Ding dang, daddy. You have an egg that you just don't, you know, you want to hold on to it, but you know the condition doesn't matter much. Right. It's not much to look at.
You painted it to look like a Chrysler Sebring. your dad's favorite car. Right.
You dip it into the cement, mm-hmm. and it's roll preserved it around. Forever, never going to break.
You could play catch with it.
You're never going to have any issues with the shell.
That's how I cheated the system when we did the helicopter egg drop in middle school.
Oh, yeah?
I got some egg cement.
You did that?
And I put it all, I put it all around my egg. When it hit the ground, it actually, you know, it could have hurt somebody. It could have killed somebody.
It actually went through somebody's head.
Yeah.
You did a fucking helicopter egg drop?
No, not the helicopter one. I did one off of a building.
I was going to say, what kind of damn school are you going to?
Well, I love this business. How's that good. Make you feel?
Good.
You do a lot of cooking? You make pastries?
Yeah, I love pastries, yeah.
You make your own?
Yeah.
So you know how some of them...
Croissants.
Croissants. It's a good example. Light, very light and fluffy and airy and bright.
Right.
What's the opposite of that? Something darker and heavier.
Right. It really makes you think.
If you want a dark croissant.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Decadent. Extravagant croissant. You're going to need to go to the dark oven.
Ooh.
And I'm installing these left and right. Everybody wants one. It's a dark oven so that when you feel it, when you want to be bad, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be bad and your wife's away. I hate my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to eat whatever garbage I want. Without my wife hassling me.
My wife is starting a witchcraft bakery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're perfect. You're going to need 2-3 dark ovens.
2-3?
2-3. That's what you put Hansel in there.
Yeah.
We made sure that a Hansel will fit. Okay?
I hate my wife.
Yeah. Fucking tell me about it.
I love it. I love this business. I support witchcraft.
Dog.
Does your town have a problem keeping its milk safe?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a whole milky criminal underworld.
I got good news.
Yeah.
I got a new product.
What?
It's called the Milk Sheriff. And it's not a person.
No. It's
not a person.
Is it a RoboCop?
It's not a RoboCop.
What is it?
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean,
it keeps your milk safe. That's what I know.
I was thinking that it was like a drone, like one of those helicopter drones.
I'm in.
Zooms around.
Yep.
And it will electrocute you if you try to take somebody's milk.
Hey, that's my idea. So,
well, you're gonna need to give me.
Look, I got another one. You're gonna love it.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's called the Dude Buddy.
The Dude Buddy. That's what I've always wanted.
Yeah. No, that just came up next. I don't get anything for that.
Well, everybody likes watching you piss, or is that just me?
Huh?
You like it? Does everybody like watching you piss, or is that just?
Yeah,
that just me.
Yeah, I draw a crowd.
Yeah, you charge?
No. Well, it's on the house.
You could, but you do it for the love of the piss, right?
Yeah. I've been pissing for a long time.
So neighbors, you want to come over and take a look at see how I do things?
Yeah.
You're welcome too. In fact, I encourage it. And the best way to do that is to have a very specific call to get people over. Because when you got to piss, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have much time to like call up all your friends. Come on over. I'm going to take a piss. You got to watch. Check this out. Check out my stream. It's good. Solid.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So you got to have like a bat signal kind of thing. So that's what the piss horn is for.
Okay.
It's an air horn, basically, but it's a specific pitch so that anybody in the neighboring houses or vicinity will know that you're about to pee-pee.
Yeah, they can watch.
And they can watch.
On live stream.
Intercept. No pun intended. I charge for the cup, not the piss, so it's legal.
I like it. I'm in. Yeah.
Is it legal to sell piss, I wonder?
Yeah.
Because bodily fluids, you can sell piss.
I don't know if it's legal, but I know people do it because of the drug tests and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, gross.
I love this business, by the way. I know you're a big hat freak.
I'm wearing a hat to sleep. I can't stop wearing hats.
Big hat guy.
Yeah.
And I also know that you're a big rope guy.
Love rope, too. I'm an Indiana Jones freak.
I got a new tool. New multi-purpose instrument.
Tool? Okay.
No, it's called the rope hat.
Wow, okay.
So you wear it as a hat.
Yeah.
And then there's a little button you can press, and if you want to throw it as a lasso, you can do it. if you want to use this as be a world's strongest man, and you will pull a bus
right
up a hill
with your teeth.
No, with your belly. With your skeleton.
Okay.
Then you can do. You simply do. It's a very useful tool, the rope hat. And then when you're done, all you got to do is shake it off. You just fucking.
It's very discreet too. That I like that. It's stealth. I could wear it into a.
And it's sharp.
Sometimes I find myself in a movie theater and I wish I had my bullwhip.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, because some fucking prick down the row won't stop talking.
Right.
So I'm going to whoop them with my bullwhip, but I don't have it near me because they don't let you into the movie theaters with bullwhip. But they do let you into movie theaters with a hat.
Right.
So if I could just turn that into a bullwhip for a second, whoop his ass, whoop him.
Right.
Then put it right back in my head.
Right. And then look at this, too.
No evidence.
Look, get rid of me this.
Uh-huh.
Say you're in a situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a burglar, and he comes in.
Right.
Burglar. It's a man.
Yeah.
Most burglars are
men. They are.
It's
true.
It's true.
Unless you're a cat burglar.
It really makes you think.
Yeah.
Burglar comes in, you're having a burrito.
Yeah, sounds
and
right.
And this burglar comes in, he takes that burrito from you.
Probably.
And you say, oh, I don't want to smoke, sir. You give him the fucking burrito.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's won. He's walking out of there feeling like a champ. Guess what? Rope hat.
Grab him by the ankle.
Yeah, you tie, you fucking hog tie him until the police get there.
Right. Citizen's arrest. It's my right. Yeah. It's
and
my
you
right.
You sit there with your foot on his back.
Of course.
While he's struggling.
So that he knows who's boss.
Yeah. And then you let you eat your burrito while your foot's on his back. You get those drippings right on that criminal's head.
Oh, yeah.
Rope hat.
I like it.
Good.
It really went places.
It sure did. Look, I'm imaginative, okay?
Well, the rope can be a little hard to handle sometimes, as can many things.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good firm grip on something, you feel great about it, but some things it's tough to get a firm grip on, right? So, you know, you might think, hey, I need to grip something, I would wear these gloves with more grippers on them. It's not going to cut it because you need something lightweight. You can't add weight to your hands because you're going to be lifting this thing, big thing that you're going to grip.
Right.
So what you need is the Grip Pig Light. Grip Pig Light.
All right.
Yeah, the light kind. It's actually an ointment.
L-I-T-E,
yeah.
All right, good.
So, because it's not, the regular Grip Pig is a pair of gloves.
Right.
Grip Piggies.
Right.
And this is the Grip Pig Light, which is actually a substance.
Bearskin Grip Pig.
Bearskin. Yeah, well, no, that's Grip Pig Deluxe. Grip Pig Light is a fucking Vaseline, basically. It's petroleum jelly based.
Okay.
And you just rub it on your hands and it gives you a good flubber grip, just like flubber.
I love it. I love this business.
I know. Flubber was Vaseline. It just was.
I never saw it.
Bullshit.
I didn't see flubber. You spent a lot of the time at the dump. The dump, a landfill.
Of course I do.
It's going through trash, right?
Exploring.
It's a good hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You make little pathways down there. What's the problem with the dump? Too
stinks.
No.
It's dangerous.
Too slippery.
Oh, yeah.
Too slippery. You don't want to be falling, too, because you never know what's in the trash there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, rusty spike.
Yeah, you could.
Somebody could have thrown away their crab spike.
Yeah. You could fall on a rusty crab spike. Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
So you got to be a little bit more safe when you take a walk around the dump.
Mm-hmm.
Take a walk around that landfill.
Right.
You got a special cleat specifically for the dump.
I figured it was going to be a cleat.
It's called the dump cleat.
Dump cleat. And it works. It's kind of a double entendre, too, because it could be like, you know, to kick somebody in the dump.
Right.
You know, somebody's giving you grief. You want to kick them in the seat pretty quick.
And the dump cleat is a great way to appear prim and proper, but mostly prim.
Very
mostly
prim.
Mostly prim.
You're going to look prim. I guarantee
Very
it.
Very much of prim.
Well, I love this business for sure. Okay. This one, I've got a name for a business that I love, but I don't know what it is. So maybe we can work something out. It's the Bone Witch 9000.
The Bone Witch?
The Bone Witch 9000.
It's a device.
Right.
That you put bones into.
Okay. Yeah. It repurposes bones.
Right. The Bone Witch. So it turns these bones into a potion? a vitamin D potion?
Absolutely. Bone potion.
Bone potion.
Yeah, if you want to make DIY homebrew bone potion, you're going to need to pick up a Bone Witch 9000.
Right. Okay. It's the most affordable bone.
And it's high tech. It can't go wrong. It has a 5-year limited warranty. Limited.
Right.
But still, 5 years, not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's parts and labor.
That's a long time.
Yeah, not bad. But, you know, a lot of things these days, you don't know who services them. You know, who's going to serve? You can't buy a electronic device like your phone and just have something. You just buy a new one. It's a disposable economy.
Who I can even trust no more?
It's a disposable. It's disposable.
Economy.
Economist. And the thing about the economy is it's a Bone Muck Duncan. Duncan. That's the thing about the economy.
I agree. Yeah, I fully agree with you.
So,
I love this business.
Bone Witch.
So much so business. So. Penis gopher for dads.
Hey, fetch me my penis, son, or have the gopher do it. How about a hot pipe party?
Hot pipe party?
A hot pipe party.
That's just a...
to travel an orgy, but it's in a sauna.
That was not where I was going to go. But I like it. I like that idea.
It's a bus. It's like a fuck bus, right? A bang bus, if you will.
What's it called again?
Hot pipe party.
Hot pipe party.
So you get piped down in the blistering heat inside this fuck bus.
It's a fuck sauna.
It's a fuck sauna on wheels.
Yeah. It's a traveling...
Because it's a party. It's a party.
Yeah, you can fit a bunch of fellas in that.
Hot piping is a new trend.
Yeah.
You know, in the Twitter sphere. All the kids are doing it.
But, okay, so hot piping... Mm-hmm. There's also one of the... it comes with a complimentary bagpiper.
Yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. What's the thing called again?
Hot pipe party.
Hot pipe party. And there's complimentary tobacco pipes.
Oh, okay.
For all the gentlemen.
I get it. I get where you're going. Okay. That's pretty hot pipe, I gotta say.
Yeah. So I love this business.
I know.
What's the problem with your spices?
Not big enough.
Too big.
Oh.
Too damn big.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, I have the opposite problem.
Sometimes you got to take your pipe, your spice, not your pipe. Take your spice.
Take your spice.
And you got to cut it down a little bit. What do you do that with? Spice scissors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Make something smaller? Use scissors.
Very smaller. Very much of smaller
right.
of spice.
Spice.
I give up.
Okay, my last one.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with it, but I love it.
I help.
Pussy Mama Supreme.
Pussy Mama?
Pussy Mama Supreme. Sounds like an elected official.
No. what do you call those things that like you put around the baby to like attach?
Like a papoose?
Like, yeah. Like, just the things that like women wear to keep, you know, like, so you can be hands free and have the baby.
I think it's a papoose.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's the thing called again?
Papoose.
No, the product.
Pussy Mama Supreme.
Pussy Mama Supreme.
Yeah.
It's like a papoose, but for cats.
Oh, okay. You can breastfeed your cat with it.
You can breastfeed your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supreme. And that's just because it's made by the company Supreme. It's a drop.
Right, yeah. It's a drop. It's streetwear.
Yes, dude. So good.
Bruh.
You make so much money on that. You make fucking bank on that, bruh. So that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week.
Sorry, I was so sleepy.
I don't care. Think I care?
I'll do better next time. I do okay?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Good.
So thanks for listening. Appreciate you coming. And we'll get back again next week. In the meantime, if you have anything you want to say, you want to talk a little shit, or you have ideas you want us to do, or suggestions, whatever, send us an Instagram message. Where's that?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
Right. That's
on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the name. And then follow us on TikTok at you know that one?
Cool_parents?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we got a website.
Mm-hmm. Coolparents.co.
Right. And we got a Patreon. Patreon.com/coolparents. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Starts at $3. Why not?
Hey, we got a show coming up, too.
We do. That's right. What is it?
On Saturday, the 18th at right. Fury's in Dover, New Hampshire.
That's this Saturday. 9:00,
yeah. Free show. Come on out. Yeah. Have fun. Good time.
Yeah.
We had one on the 24th, too, but we no longer do have that spot.
Somebody canceled it.
Yeah, he canceled. He didn't want to take a risk. He didn't have the stones.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
Our friend Dave's got a podcast
yep.
that I was a guest on, and it was pretty fun. Talk about the Enfield horror cryptid, had three legs, may or may not have been Danny DeVito.
Wow. Sounds like a spider.
Yeah, the Spider-Man, three foot tall slime guy.
Okay.
So yeah, that's called Cryptid Cocktail Party. You can look that up if you want to listen to that. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Tron.
That's right. And fuck the world.